and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've joined us again, and we're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 3, verse number 15, John having spoken to the publicans, to the people, to the soldiers that have come to his baptism. They've believed, they've trusted in the Lord that John is preaching, and they've asked John, what shall we do? How shall we serve? What is it that we should do? And he's told these different ones what to do. He didn't tell one of them to leave their station, but told them rather, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Be obedient. Be a good witness of what the Lord has done for you, even in your work. Verse 15 of Luke 3. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he were the Christ or not. And so there are those that are looking on at John and say, oh man, what power, what ability. And see, John comes preaching and baptizing, but doing no miracle. That's the wonder. That's the difference about John. He comes in the power of Elijah indeed, but he works no miracle. But his persona, the air about John is persuasive. He is a man filled with the Spirit of God. As the scriptures told us, we've read, he's been full of the Spirit of God since before his birth. And so there's a greatness about John that is there, and he represents the Lord, and men just don't doubt it. They don't doubt that this is the Lord's man, and they're musing, they're thinking, is he the Christ? Is he the Redeemer? And so he said they mused whether he were the Christ or not. Verse 16, John answered, saying to them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And so John takes this and he nips this thinking and puts it out. He lets them know there's one coming that's mightier than me, and I am not worthy to unloose his shoes. That's the greatness of this one that's coming. That's the greatness of this one that I preach. I'm not worthy to unloose his shoe. In other places in the gospel tells us that John said he was not worthy to carry the Lord's shoes. And so he says, he is going to baptize you. I baptize with water, given to me by the Lord to do for those that repent of their sins and proclaim faith in the Messiah, the Redeemer, the Christ that I preach. But he's going to baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. So John tells here he's going to baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. What's that mean? What's John talking about? What's he mean by this? Well, our brother gives an understanding and a parable type of form, whose fan is in his hand, like the man that's there at the threshing floor when the wheat has been brought into the threshing floor. He's tromping on the wheat, and maybe there's threshing instruments that's taken to crack that husk, that hull, crack it off of the wheat, and as he thrashes it, he beats it, and he takes his fan, it's a piece of basket work that's kind of flat, and it's woven and it's large. It may be 3 or 4 feet in diameter, or kind of look like a fan, maybe not exactly round, but it's woven. And he takes that and he dips it into the grain in the threshing floor and throws it up. And you know what happens? The chaff is brought by that spring wind or that fall wind, and the chaff blows out of the threshing floor and the wheat comes back down and settles down earlier. And he says he's threshing his wheat. He's threshing, he's wheat. This is what he is going to do. He will thoroughly purge his floor. He's going to take everything in the threshing floor, and it's going to be accounted for. He's going to gather the wheat into his garner. And that's the saved. That is those who are baptized with the Holy Spirit of God. And what's he say? But the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. We want to understand about the Lord Jesus Christ baptizing with the Holy Spirit or baptizing with fire. I tell you what, you understand it right now that the Lord, our brother, is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Savior and he is the judge. Our Lord will save sinners. Save sinners that he came to fulfill his gospel for. He'll save his people from their sins, as we have read in the scriptures, that which is prophesied about our Lord. And you know what? Those that our Lord saves, they're the wheat, and they're going to be gathered to the Lord. They're going to be the ones that bear fruit. You hear that? As our brother had spoken early to those that had come to his baptism, he says, bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. Understand the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Only trees that bear fruit will remain, but the others will be burned. And now, as they're thinking and wondering about John being the Messiah or not, he says, he's coming. He's greater and mightier than I am. I'm not worthy to unloose his shoes. He's working his garner, and he's going to take the grain, and he's going to put it into his garner, rather, from the threshing floor. But the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, salvation, and that is the baptism by fire. Many in ignorance have said over the years and even decades and centuries that they're looking for Holy Spirit fire baptism. I tell you what, I want nothing to do with fire baptism. And praise be to God, being saved, I have been immersed in the Spirit of God. The Lord has saved my soul, given me his Spirit to live within. But those that reject Christ, those that reject his gospel, those that reject his way of salvation, indeed they will burn in hell and the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. Verse 18, and many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. And so John preaches. And what? Who is it that he's preaching? He's preaching Jesus. He's preaching the Lamb of God. He doesn't necessarily know. He doesn't know what Jesus looks like. He may not even know his earthly name, if you will. But the Lord has given him something to look for. And so John is preaching, waiting for the appearance of the Savior. Verse 19. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. So here John has taken Herod, who is the Tetrarch, the governor of Galilee, and Herod has taken his brother's Philip's wife to wed. Historically, we understand that Philip and his wife Herodias were back at Rome at a time that Herod was there, and Herod and Herodias took up with one another, and the woman didn't go home back to Abilene. I think we saw that earlier in this chapter, that Philip is Tetrarch of Iturea, I'm sorry, and and so Philip is he's a governor, I believe, of a northern province there of from Judea and Samaria and Galilee over to the east maybe and to the north. And so Herodias, historically, we understand that Herodias didn't go home with her own husband Philip, but rather divorced him or didn't have anything to do with him and went home with Herod to Galilee. And so John rebuked Herod for that. And then he had rebuked him for all the evils which Herod had done otherwise. And so John, a man of God, preached against this leader, this governor, amongst the nation and the wickedness that he had done. And so what did he do? He put John in prison. Verse 21, Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. So we know the account that the Lord Jesus came from Galilee all the way down to Judea over by Jordan where John was baptizing and says, John, it's time. You need to baptize me. And John says, well, I've got need to be baptized of you. And the Lord said, no, suffer it to be so now because we need to fulfill all righteousness. He said, you need to baptize me. And so when the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized, when he came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit of God came and descended like a dove from heaven upon the Son of God. And then there was a voice that was declared, a voice that spoke from heaven that said, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And so we see that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, goes to John to be baptized. Now, does Jesus need to be baptized? No, not in any wise. Now, understand, baptism is not for salvation, but Jesus goes to where the authority is that has been ordained by God, been ordained by the Lord himself, but as a man, he comes to the man to whom baptismal authority has been given to. And the Lord Jesus Christ himself is baptized of John, and then Holy Spirit of God sanctions this. The Holy Spirit of God is in agreement with this. He descends like a dove. That was the sign that John was given that he would know who the Christ was. The one that he sees the Spirit of God descending like a dove and abiding upon him. This is the Messiah. This is the Savior. This is the Redeemer. This is the one that you've sent before to preach, John. God gave him that sign. And then the Father speaks from heaven, if you will, and says, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And so we see there in that baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ, that transfer of the authority, John 3, John 4 make it very clear, Jesus never baptized anyone, but rather gave such authority to his disciples in his church, and they continued this of baptizing believers, those who are saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, and they follow him and obey him in what the Lord has given. They identify publicly with that church and to the world round about them that they have been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see here Luke writing about this account. It says here in verse 23, and Jesus himself being about began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Eli. And next time we'll go on and read this lineage. Here, the Lord Jesus Christ, the beginning of his ministry, he's 30 years old. Understand, our Lord did so at the prime of his life. Why? So the sinner like you and me could be saved. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.